Number 4. Excerpt number 4 comes from Rabash, the article, What is the Herdsman of Abraham's Cattle and the Herdsman of Lot's Cattle in the Work? Specifically, through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, and the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would not have no dissents. He nonetheless chooses to go above reason. Again, from Rabash.
No more questions, so let's read 5.
Number 5, from Article 38 of Rabash, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. When a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way, this is called Ibu, when he has no mouth. Ibu means, as it is written, the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted katnut possible, and is called the Ibu, which comes from the words Evra, anger, and Dinin, judgments. As it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments, Evra and Dinim, when a person must go with eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, for the Upper One to do with him what the Upper One wants. This is called Ibul, which is the most restricted katnut possible. Again, excerpt number 5 from Rab.
Go ahead then.
Excerpt number 6 from Rabash. The whole of the Torah is one holy name. Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great sum. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. This is like the masach, which we must put on aviut. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above, so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha.
Again,
excerpt number 6 from Rabash, the whole of the Torah is
ongoing. Excerpt
number 7 from Rabash, volume 3, article 5, the meaning of sins becoming as merits. This is similar to a flame that is tied to the wick. The foreign thought is considered the wick, which wants to install a flaw in his work. That is, the foreign thought makes him think that from the perspective of the mind and reason, he has nothing to do in his work. And when he gets the foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but that everything the reason says is correct, except he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thought. Thus, only now can he observe the mitzvah of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from the faith. This is called rejoicing in suffering. Although he suffers from foreign thoughts that afflict him and cause him to slander and gossip and speak badly about his work, he is nonetheless happy about it, for only now, at such a time, he can observe in a manner of faith above reason. And this is called the joy of mitzvah.
Again,
excerpt number 7,